The amount of tree cover in our cities is dropping, and we have more paved surfaces. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Those are the main findings from a national study by the U.S. Forest Service. Dave Nowak is a senior scientist with the Forest Service, and he joins me now. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thanks, Rebecca. Glad to be here.
You found that we're losing an average of 28.5 million trees a year in urban areas. Why are we losing this tree cover in cities?
A lot of the loss has to do with development. We're finding that often areas where the trees are, they're converting to impervious surfaces, which would be road or buildings. So the trees are swapping out and being replaced by these hard surfaces. But that's only part of the issue. It's not all due to that. In some cases, when we did the assessment, the trees were just gone. We looked 5 years ago, the tree was there, and then in the current images, the trees were gone. But it looked exactly the same. The grass was there. In those cases, we can't determine what the actual cause of the loss is, but driving reasons could just be old age. Trees, forests are getting old, so they're dying. Trees have to be removed as they die. It could be insects and diseases in certain areas. We have emerald ash borer, Asian longhorn beetle, and other insects that are coming in and killing trees off, so they're being removed.
What did you see happen in the Great Lakes region?
Certain parts of the countries where most of the change was occurring, it tended to be in the eastern part of the United States. So around the Great Lakes, a lot of the states are near the highest classes of losing canopy cover. So they're losing about 0.1 to 0.2% per year over the periods. So it's one of the areas that may be hot spots.
How does the loss of trees in the city and the increase in paved surfaces impact people who live in cities?
You basically get a double impact on this because for many facets, particularly with air temperatures. So trees tend to cool the environment because they evaporate water and they create shade. But when you replace that with black surfaces or hard surfaces that absorb heat and re-radiate the heat, we tend to warm our cities up. So we warm the city up because, one, we're losing the trees, and two, we're often replacing those trees with impervious surfaces that tend to heat up. But there's other benefits associated with trees, but temperature is one of the dominant ones. Air pollution removal by trees will then be lost. Effects on water, because trees are not there to absorb and transpire the water, you lose it that way. Building energy conservation, partly because we reduce the temperature in cities, or the trees reduce the temperature in cities, but also if you plant trees in a building, they shade the building, so you don't use energy as much. You tend to have increased energy use in cities, which then feeds back to an increased emissions from the power plants and carbon being produced. So these trees are integral to the city systems in providing environmental services that promote human health and well-being. So as you lose them and then put more impervious surfaces in, we tend to increase those negative impacts.
Dave Nowak is a senior scientist with the U.S. Forest Service. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
This is the Environment Report. This time of year, it's good to keep an eye out for turtles that might be slowly crossing the road.
They're on the move because they're looking for good nesting spots, and some species move more than others.
That's Lori Sargent. She's a wildlife biologist with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. She says Blanding's turtles and snapping turtles are the ones you'll see on the road most often.
If it's safe, I mean, you don't want to get out on the road that's a real busy road and, you know, endanger yourself. But yeah, pull over to the side of the road and put the turtle up to the side of the road that they're facing, because that's where they want to go.
Sargent says you can pick up a turtle by the edges of its shell. She says Blanding's turtles are on the decline in Michigan, mainly because so many get hit by cars. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.